Hello there, warrior. Hope you're doing great today. I wanted to talk a little bit today about social media burnout. Yeah, that's what I've been experiencing. If you follow me on social media, on Facebook, or I'm mostly on Facebook, but Instagram, you'll notice that I haven't posted a whole lot the last few weeks. There have been a lot of things going on in my world, professionally and personally, but I just also reached this point of social media burnout. I imagine you have at some point as well. And if you're somebody who doesn't really spend much time on social media, I really want to say congratulations. You've probably heard me say this before, but I probably wouldn't be on social media maybe at all if I didn't have this message and this mission that I'm on. You kind of have to, right? I mean, it's sort of necessary at this point, but there's so much about it that is frustrating to me. And I just feel like we call it social media, but do you feel like we are less social than ever? I mean, really true, strong connections. It just seems like it's so easy for people to sit behind their keyboard or their screen of their device and, you know, spout off all sorts of rude, really, a lot of people are just rude things and overly opinionated statements and so much judgment and shame and guilt and finger pointing. And it's exhausting, really. And now I really don't follow that kind of thing, but I mean, it's almost hard to avoid, isn't it? And then there's this whole thing about clickbait. You've all heard that, right? It's the whole idea of doing something outrageous or something that catches attention to get clicks. Really? I mean, like, the clicks are your life. And that's what ends up happening on social media, whether it's professionally or personally. It turns out that somehow your value is tied to this, tied to these clicks, right? Of these random people you don't know, maybe some people that you do, but your value is tied to how many likes do I have? How many people shared my post? Or how many friends do I have? Can you see all my air quotes? Just picture all my air quotes when I said those last three things. Because first of all, friends is really just something that Facebook decided to call your connections. But I know people who have, you know, thousands of so-called friends. They don't have thousands of friends. Nobody has thousands of friends. Not real friends. That's just what they are called. And so I think that kind of messes you up in the head too a little bit, right? Because it's, well, you know, they're friends. Oh, I lost a friend today. Well, did you really lose a friend? Or did you lose somebody that was a connection on social media? And so I think there's this thing that's kind of gotten down inside of us that, you know, with social media, and there can be good things about social media too, don't get me wrong, but that's kind of got people feeling differently than they would about themselves if we didn't have all this social media. And let's face it, because now we carry the internet around in our pocket with these devices that connect to everything instantly, it becomes an addiction, right? Think about it. I wonder if you checked your, I think you can check somewhere, how many times a day do you check social media? How many times a day are you looking at your phone, looking for texts or as, you know, especially as I'm talking about today, social media? It's just, we're constantly looking at these things. I've gone out to dinner with people I think are great people, and they literally have their phones sitting on the table the whole time. Well, you know, maybe if you're on call, you're an emergency doctor that's on call, or I don't know, some kind of an emergency situation, or you happen to be waiting for some really super important message that you have to have or phone call right then. I get that. But that's not the case for most people. Most things can wait. So now we're in this rush. Everything has to happen right now. And I don't think it's really very helpful, this instantaneous need for whatever it is, even if it's some kind of fake connection. So I remember when I was, in my 20s, and I worked at a company that had a fax machine. Finally, you know, the fax machine came out. And I remember going, really? Like, this piece of paper? And we had these rolls back then. The piece of paper is going to come across the roll, and it's going to be magic, right? It's magic. It went from across town to here magically. Wow, that's amazing. Because I remember thinking that in business that FedEx was the be all end all because they had overnight. Overnight, you could get documents. Wow, the next day. Now people go, I don't want to have to wait for an overnight delivery. What can I get instantaneous? Right? And it's just got us all on edge. And for me, I have adrenal fatigue from all of my years of stress. And I think I'm kind of wired that way too, that I take the weight of the world on my shoulders. I always want to solve problems and help people. And it's not been helpful for me at all. And so all of this instantaneousness of life, it's not helpful. Certainly it is not helpful to me. And I doubt it's helpful to you. So anyway, you know, the fax machine was amazing. It can come right now. Now we're going, well, that's not quick enough. I want something right this second. I don't have to push a bunch of buttons and fax. In fact, most people don't even fax anymore. I actually have a client and he contacted me the other day and he said, you know, I need to send a fax. Do you have a fax machine? Because he thought he would PDF, you know, the file and send it to me and I could fax it from my fax machine. Well, I don't have one. So I introduced him to... This is funny. He's maybe mid-30s. And I introduced him to online faxing. He didn't even know it existed. So, but that's just it. We are just in this need of so much quickness. And like I said, these so-called connections. You've heard me say this one before. You've heard my social media warning, right? And it goes like this. Lives lived out on social media may appear better than they really are. That's the other part of it. So many of the posts, when we move away from the negative, infighting, political, whatever posts, then it's the other ones that, they seem more positive, and of course they are, but it's people that are posting everything that's so wonderful about their lives. And now we have AI, so really, we don't even know if those photos are real anymore. But now everybody's life seems so beautiful and you're living your real life. And most people that follow my podcasts and my books and my messaging or whatever have been through something really serious, something very traumatic, or are still going through it, or multiple things, or an extensive period of time, a heartbreak that's never going away. You know, this isn't even everyday life stuff we're talking about. And so when you have lived through and are going through these types of things that I'm talking about, these kinds of traumas and heartbreaks and losses, it's even more compounding when you keep seeing all of these messages about, you know, isn't life beautiful and perfect? Right? I mean, isn't it just the way everybody's life is? Seems like everybody's life is a Hallmark movie. But of course, that's not real life. And so you know that, right? You know it's not real life, but it still gets inside of you. We start comparing. It seems like we can't help it. I have never heard so much about mindfulness, being in the moment, being in the present, as we do today. Yet we're less mindful than ever. I was just talking the other day with somebody about how we used to, when we were teenagers, you had to talk on the phone at home that was attached to the wall, right? And, you know, your conversations were quick, especially if you were going to go out and do things your parents wouldn't approve of. And so we'd take off on a Friday night or whatever from our homes, and we all had meeting places. I can't remember who I was talking to, but they had a meeting place like we did. Ours happened to be, you know, the 7-Eleven at the top of the hill, Richmond Beach Road, before, you know, you went down toward the beach or wherever around our whole community. And other people had other meeting places, you know, a hamburger joint or whatever. And it was kind of like, that's where you went to go, hey, what's going on? What's everybody doing? It was your connection point. Now we've got a connection point at our fingertips and it's driving everybody crazy. We're less social, we're less mindful, we're less at peace than ever before. I mean, I think it's really going to take something like me having my kind of social media burnout to just step back, not just from social media, to step back from everything. I've been taking a break from life. Actually, you know, the last 3 weeks have been almost all consuming, getting my mom into an assisted living facility, all the psychological that went with it and just everything that went along with it, the physical, the paperwork, the logistics, scheduling, appointments, and then just talking to her multiple times a day, hours a day, being with her, getting her acclimated just so much. And it's all great. She loves it there, but it's been all consuming. So there was that going on too. But you know what? I was already burned out. I mean, my friend Man and I were talking a lot about this and just spiritually even. So I've really taken a step back to try to, you know, kind of listen to God more and see what I'm supposed to be doing and see where I need to pivot and change what I'm doing. But so all of this kind of came at the same time. And this is why I'm kind of talking about it today, because I'm wondering if you're feeling this way about social media or just life, and wondering if you have any ideas about what could be done. I'd love to hear from you, by the way. You can always send me an email at v@valeriesilvera.com or hello@valeriesilvera.com. And, or, you know, on my social media, I'd be happy to hear from you. On my social media, I just said after I told you I was social media burned out, but I will still read it and I'll be back. I haven't completely left social media. I'm just, you know, making a point here. But so, you know, we got to get out. It's funny. I've been saying, I got to get out more into the community. And for me, because I have moved so many times in my life and not just, you know, down the road, I've moved to different states and in the last few years I've lived in 4 different states. So, you know, I don't have a whole in-person community. So most of my friends and a lot of my family, they don't live near me. And then because I work from home, I don't get out and meet people at work. So, you know, it's kind of like I don't have a big circle of personal friends. And I always thought, yeah, I don't need it. But I'm really feeling, all of a sudden it's hit me. I'm feeling the need for connection. I'm real personal connection. When I go to the nail salon, I mean, I am having a blast and, you know, other people are joining in and I'm just having such wonderful human connection. I connect with people at the grocery store. You know, everywhere I go, everywhere you go, you have an opportunity to do that. But I'm really going to make a commitment to get myself out into my community more, whether it is, you know, speaking or, you know, volunteering, meeting new people, whatever I can do. I know for most of us that COVID lockdown didn't help, right? It kind of set everybody on a course of isolation. And so, and then for me also, I've got this additional problem where the phone became a problem for me during all of the years of Jamie's addiction. I was never really a big phone talker anyway, but then during Jamie's addiction years, so much bad news would come across my phone, that thing became taboo, right? I mean, I literally would have, you know, practically have heart failure when a strange number would come across my phone. And so I'm still trying to break that aversion to the phone. I don't have that anxiety that happens every time a strange call comes across anymore. Finally broke that. I mean, gosh, Jamie's been even, you know, dead for almost 8 years and it took me a few years to break that after she was gone. But I still am not like a friend of the phone. So, but what can we do? What can you do? What can all of us do to get back into life? And I mean real human connections. You know, I talked about that everyday interaction, you know, wherever you happen to go. And if you've ever read Still Standing After All the Tears and the 9 actions that are in there, or use the 9 weapons of hope, whatever my 9 things are and have been named in a couple of different versions, I have the circle of strength. And I talk about one of the amazing connections you can have are these momentary connections. So that person that you meet at the nail salon or wherever, at a party of somebody's friends of a friend, and you only speak to them for a few minutes, but some connection happens. And maybe you never see them again, but that connection lasts and stays with you and has an impact on you. So we have these opportunities all the time. But I think one of the main things we have to do is set aside the device. I mean, we gotta quit being so addicted to it. Get out into nature. I always tell people it's my church. It's because I feel so connected and close to God there. There's something peaceful. There's something soul nourishing about being out in nature, getting good oxygen, being in the sunshine, or even if you're walking in the rain, dressed properly, or in the snow. You know, spending time with pets. If you don't have one, you can go volunteer somewhere. Go to the zoo. But you got to spend more time with friends. How about praying? Just trying to hear from God and having that connection. You know, you don't have to be some super duper praying person. I'm not. Wish I could pray like my friend Manna. Man, you should hear her. But, you know, just whatever it takes for you to connect with your source. For me, that's God. Whatever it is for you, we need that connection to something bigger than ourselves. And then, of course, just having gratitude every day. And you know what? The days I've found that the we need gratitude the most when we're not feeling very grateful. And I've said this before, that I think you should put, you know, something in your gratitude container, jar, or whatever, every day. And on particularly difficult days, put in 10. So I counted mine, I don't know when, a year ago or something. And so I've been kind of keeping track, just I don't know why, because I keep track of things. That's how I am. I'm a numbers person. And I have almost 2,000 bits of gratitude in there. And it's just, there's something really soul-filling, and it really changes your attitude when you practice intentional gratitude. So anyway, if you're feeling social media and so-called social burnout because you're feeling less connected than ever, let's figure out ways that we can disconnect from the fake social aspect of life and get back to what really matters, what really nourishes our soul spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Yeah, we can do this together, especially for those of us who have gone through really tough stuff. It's time. It's probably past time. Hey, whatever you're going through, connect with me. And you can connect with me on social media, yes. Just don't do it to the stage of burnout. You know, send me an email. I know that whatever you're going through is difficult, and it's so difficult to do it alone. So just know that over the miles, you know, through digital, whatever it is, thank God we do have it all the digital, you're not alone. I am standing right there with you.